hear me? Well, you better fix it. Here, say something, Patty.
Hello?
There we go. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. We've got a major delay going on, but all right, that's enough of that. Holy
shit.
We are back. Yes. Rewatching The Wheel of Time. Welcome, everybody, to WOAT, the rewatch of Tribulation, the rewatch of Torture, the rewatch of Torment, the rewatch of Tumult, the rewatch of Turmoil, the rewatch of Tangle. It's all here. The watch over time. We are watching The Wheel of Time again, the failed Amazon Prime program, The Wheel of Time.
The failure known as Rafe Judkins.
Are we putting this all on Rafe right now? Just
No. I'm going to try to be, objective and try to not like super fanboy out. Hey, I put something over there.
Oh, very nice. Fatty and I did a little meeting the other day.
I was trying to hang it up, but I couldn't find my things.
Yeah,
and you have nothing, good job, loser. You don't even care.
I don't even care.
Yeah, good job, you.
Hey, you know what?
I don't care. I don't even care.
You know what? But you know what I care about? How's my voice? How's my levels?
You sound good.
Am I okay?
You sound good.
You sound good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you guys what that space is waiting for. I think we announced this the last time we recorded, or at least one of the last times we recorded, that Fatty got me this. And it just... There we go.
That came after. We haven't recorded since I got you that. I got you that at Comic-Con in Spokane.
We talked about it,
but we didn't actually. We were just chatting. I think.
See this guy right here, everybody. See this guy? That's
Slippy.
That's Slippy 24.
Ooh! I got one too. Since we've been gone for a while, dead wife. So hey, just before we get into everything, or we'll do it at the end. Maybe we'll do it at the end.
We've had quite a summer, everybody.
Have we ever?
And we will bore you with our personal lives because we will get that. But the most important thing. Oh, actually, the most important thing is I did a bad job of advertising this. So if you would like to come on live with us here at we're live. If you would like to join us, we're shooting for Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Western time, California time, Pacific Standard time. So please come join us. I'm really excited to watch and talk about The Wheel of Time again, but mostly I'm even more excited now than I was before to share this experience, because I think there's going to be a lot of people who say, you know, thank fucking God it's gone so we can move on. There's some people that are going to be sad because, any Wheel of Time is better than no Wheel of Time, but we want you to come on here and talk to us about your and rewatch it again. And speaking of the rewatch, I kind of enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Like I'm excited to share this experience with Justin, and I'm excited for a post-mortem experience with The Wheel of Time. But there's still part of me that's like, oh, when I press play, oh, it's gonna be a grind getting through these episodes. Yeah.
It's a bigger grind for you to get through the book chapter.
And Justin and I talked about doing the books, and if we had a huge audience, if we had tons of people to share that experience,
if we had interaction, it'd be a different.
You guys could push me through that experience, but for right now, I just need to watch something and talk about it.
For now, so, the experience is just pushing your shit in, basically.
Hey, blood on my knife or shit on my dick? We're watching The Wheel of Time.
Okay, plato o plomo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, plato o plomo, you know what I'm saying? We've got a lot to say, we've got a lot to talk about. I'm glad to be back with you guys. To all of you who have been listening the last couple months, there's obviously a few of you, and thank you. That's one of the main reasons why we decided to come back, because it has been a summer, like we said. And I decided to cap it all off today by throwing my phone in the lake right before we got off of it. So,
woohoo! Way to go.
Which led to, immediate panic to like, oh my God, am I going to lose pictures? Am I going to lose stuff? in this, you know, shout out to the cloud.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah. God bless.
Thank the light for the cloud. Okay. Thank the light for the cloud.
And I would like to say another, Fatty and I have been talking about this for a while, but one of the reasons we're doing it now, I kept putting it off and kept putting it off. And one of the reasons I was like, we got to do this now, is we've gotten a massive, we haven't released an episode in like 6 months, and we just got a huge boost in listens. And I was,
that's what I meant. I'm just like, hey, that's, you know, one of the main reasons why we decided to come back, right?
And
we were contemplating a different show, and
give a special shout out to Brazil. A huge chunk of our new, yeah. I don't know if they just released the Wheel of Time in Brazil or what.
No, it's really big down there. They did the one of the main Comic-Con things was the one in Brazil that they did a lot of like promo for before, I think, season three. No, Brazil is huge Wheel of Time.
Professor down there teaching a class based on the Wheel of Time text, and like all the kids are running home and studying.
Why the fuck would you listen to our show for that?
Why now?
I mean, like, we're thank we're, you. Yeah, thank you, and for you all, yeah. All y'all out there listening. I don't speak Portuguese, which is, I think, is what they speak in Brazil. But I'll give you the best I got is. Muchas gracias.
So all of you people that are listening, please join us, find us, talk to each other. We are here on YouTube at Wolf Brothers 7. We are, I got a website, woke-rewatch.com. You can send me direct emails at thankthelight@gmail.com. On X and Insta, we are at Parsta Eilman. On Facebook, we are still Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. And on Blue Sky, we are Wolf Brothers 13. Please rewind if you didn't catch that. I will be repeating it at the end of this episode. But talk to us, talk to each other, talk about Woat. So the first note I have is, man, Rafe really... I bet you they had to talk Rafe out of making the dragon one of the girls. Like, he...
Oh. Just, yeah,
he is the president of the She Woman Man Haters Club. Like, it's just the opening speech from Moraine, which I know is part from the book though, but there's just some extra men.
There's fucking a few men. There's a few little tweaks and stuff, and that's one of the first things I like. The first stumble is 10 seconds in.
Yeah.
When they start talking, the way they talk about the power and the dragon, and is it going to be a girl? Or guess what? There's no drama if it's a girl. Unless for some reason that girl was born and she channeled Sidene, which would be a whole nother anomaly that we could get into that does happen in the books at a certain point. But which is maybe some setup for he was hoping he was going to get there. But I mean, yeah. Like a lot of the stuff that I have notes about, and we'll get through it, is that certain extra expositions weren't needed if they would have just he was trying too hard to develop character too fast, and he tried to put in too much stuff, and a lot of it I just didn't like. Like I said, yeah. It's very much a stumble from the very beginning. I hated them calling it. Dark. Never once in the books is it referred to as a dark. It's always the shadow.
Oh,
like always.
See, it's yeah,
you know. And I really, that bothers me, because it's not even like, even if they said the dark side, I could probably even get behind that because I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. But it just like, just calling it the dark, it's like, oh, I'm afraid of the dark. I'm sorry, you're afraid of the dark, Rafe. I wish your mommy would have left the light on for you. I just read this. That was from when I joined on the cancel. I joined the White Cooks on the cancel. My name. Al Fatty, yeah. You're not going to watch again. I am a liar. No. I'm watching again. Motherfucker. But overall, I did enjoy this first episode.
Well, you're going to watch it. You're
there
gonna
was a
watch,
lot to like
gonna,
about it.
But are you going to watch it again after this? Or do you think this is like, we're going to get through this and I'm done?
Depends, man. If people start listening to us, I can talk about shit all day. I mean, I want more Wheel of Time and we don't have it. And I can't fish all winter. So, you know, let's go. I can't throw my phone in the lake all winter because it'll be frozen over. So, fucking idiot.
So, there's, yeah, like you said, the exposition at the beginning, there's two, we should not have seen Lan and Moraine until they walked into the pub. We shouldn't have heard Moraine's voice.
I disagree. Really? I think that because it's TV. You don't just want them to walk into, you don't have enough time. You have 8 episodes. You can't just walk in to what they should have done is just that. The fact that they walk in to the fucking, you know, inn and they're like, I'm Bland, I'm a warder, I'm Moraine, I'm an Aes Sedai. Moraine is so secretive about who and what she is in the books. It actually on rewatch drives me fucking insane. I wish they would have just showed them before You get some exposition. They're hunting for the dragon. Maybe added a few more lines in there about what they're doing and why. And leave it at that. And then the townsfolk can figure out who they are when she starts fucking murdering Trollocs and he pulls out his fucking sword. It's going to be real fucking obvious then. And so I like that they see them a little bit. I don't mind her little speech at the beginning, except of a couple of stupid things that shouldn't be there, because I think that they were like, no, you can't fucking have the dragon beard. No, I think they literally were like, no, because I think that's what he wanted to do.
Right.
He probably wanted to make it fucking Nynaeve, bro.
Those are two separate things though. Like wanting to make the dragon a girl and over introducing Moraine are two separate issues.
And he does it with characters.
I think the opening speech should have been a disembodied voice. Maybe Tam does the opening speech. It should have just been a nobody who did the opening speech. I think the problem I have is that they then try to, when they walk into the pub,
the dude that plays Ismail do it.
The camera does this, oh my God, who is it? And it's like, we fucking know who it is. Because you showed us who it is.
And I'll tell you, it's not one of the chicks. I'll tell you that. So,
like, and now that I know the books a little bit and I've been through it, man, that Egwene in the river scene. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck it.
It's such a waste of time.
It's so stupid. I don't know why. I know Jeremy is cheering right now that I finally figured it out. But of all the shit you could have done. Oh, so, and then, yeah. And then I'm jumping ahead in my notes. And then.
I'm about to stick in order of mine, so I hope that's okay.
When Egwene gets back to the pub, her dad says, oh my God, I was so worried I wasn't going to see you again. How many women don't come back from this ceremony?
Yeah, and then after that, go grab a tanker and fucking we're full up tonight. And then the one chick's like, she's partying with the women's circle, bitch. She passed her test.
Well, that was mom, That was mom, right?
No, that's Day's Conger, I think. Oh. She ends up becoming like the wisdom, or she's one of the chicks that gets fucking murdered with Alana later. First nominee for favorite NPC, the guy, the no-name guy that they kill and his fucking fake twin brother. With no explanation, except Rafe's mom talking about how men with wieners are disgusting. I will not call her Leandrin for this rewatch. She's Rafe's mom or RM.
So everyone, we're gonna do our best. What your job out there, people, is to do is to make sure we stick to our bits. One of the bits I want to do this season is our favorite NPC, the favorite kind of background character. And so I'm going to give you mine. I have a couple.
I have three nominees. So
cool. I think I have three. We'll scatter them through the episode. Yeah, first one is Danya, which I didn't realize she had a name, but the woman who Matt,
that the chick Matt's going down on and he steals her bracelet.
Yeah.
Danya, I was paying attention. God damn it.
I didn't realize he went down. I didn't see that. I got to go back. The fact that there's no, I get it that like when you're watching something like this, you know, especially in fantasy, sometimes you say things and people are like, I don't understand what that is. I can't wait to find out. The show is so confusing with so much shit going on. Moraine should, in her openings, or not in her opening speech, but when she's talking to Lan after the woman in red who kills the
Rafe's mom.
No. The opening scene. Oh, Rafe's mom.
Yeah, Rafe's mom, Leandrin. Like I said.
So after she, Moraine says we need to go to the Two Rivers. There's a rumor that there's four Tarvir in there.
That's fucked. No, there isn't. No, people in the Two Rivers don't even know what the fuck Tavirin is.
Yeah,
I mean, like it's like a, oh, he's a wizard. It's like, you know, it doesn't mean anything. They don't even think Trollocs exist. They're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, my second NPC is the Trolloc that just gets stabbed to death in a circle by 10 of the women.
Oh God. That is badass, dude.
Badass. One of the things that I loved. It was great.
Yeah, totally. I kind of like like I said, there's like four intros of this show. You got Moraine suiting up, which, like I said, it's fine. She's the main character. You can show her right away. Rafe's mom.
We should have had Ishmael. I think it would have been really cool. And like, you just don't know who he is. You just, his voice, the guy who plays Ishmael should have done that voiceover.
The
and just had it way more neutral. Not so men are gross, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just setting
he's
up
He's got
the
a
world.
Great voice, and you would have been like, who's this creepy motherfucker? And then when he shows up later, you're like, oh, right? That would have been great.
Rand has a great introduction. Like, we first see Rand. He's walking through. They immediately show him with the bow and arrow. Brilliant. Matt, within the first 30 seconds, we know he's a down on his
Barney
luck degenerate gambler. Awesome. Why not?
It's just... finish your point, and I got like a paragraph of stuff that has to do with all this. So.
I think the only reason I bring this up is because the introduction to Egwene is such shit that I had to prove to myself that not every character got farted onto the screen.
And that being said, Egwene's introduction sucks, but by halfway through the episode, they're standing on the bridge, and to me, she projects way more power and like badassery in that scene than Nynaeve does when they're standing there listening to the wind. She's right. Just, you can see, having seen, you know, the end of the show, basically, you can really see it in her right then. You're like, oh, okay. And I really love, I think her name's Maddie. I can't remember her fucking name right now, but she's kicks ass, dude. She was really good, and she's a great actress. And the casting that they did for the most part was really great. You going back to Rafe's mom for a second, you can tell she's going to be a big dick in the whole show. It doesn't surprise me after her introduction. And all of the explanations, like you said, of the magic and the men and the taint, it's just wrong. It's all just a little bit wrong, but altogether it makes it just like, it's like you said, it's muddled. It doesn't make a lot of sense. You're like, well, if only the men are madness, then why would it be a problem? If you were paying attention and you're a sci-fi nerd, you can figure out by the end of the episode that it won't be a problem if it's a girl.
Yeah.
Because of that whole statement. And so you're doing over exposition when you should just be setting up the world in the first few episodes. And when they did that in the first episode, they did it well. You know, the Two Rivers looks great. The Trollocs, the real effects of the Trollocs, they look a little Krampus-y, but they're still legit. I was like, oh no, Krampus is here. We were all bad. They're going to eat all the children. I just kept thinking that when I kept seeing them the other day, I was laughing. Like, oh God. Rand and Moraine and Lan are watching that guy get gentled or chased down, and she's like, it's not him. Well, thanks for helping him.
You know
what she's doing is against Tower law. You're watching it. And so, I mean, if you know the books, then you kind of can know, like, oh, her mission is greater than, you know, just being an Aes Sedai. But I think there's better ways to go about it. I didn't like Barney being, and this is one of the examples, it's like, he's trying to do too much. Just let Rand be Matt. He can be poor. But his dad and Tam were best friends. They were two of, like, the most upstanding dudes in the village besides Egwene's dad, which, so that pisses me off. Tam's little joke about his mom could drink, like, we don't really know, but you know, it's kind of funny, but also like, damn, just don't. I mean, you think Rand might be like, throw shade on dead mom. I didn't even know her. I mean, like, if he had a story of like, haha, I remember at Beltane one time mom was drunk on brandy and fell down and they put a badger in her pants or something. I don't fucking know, but you know, it's just like, your mom was a drunk, Rand. Okay.
Good she luck. Drank. Well, and maybe that's like, yeah, like, I guess, but then you see Matt's mom. And if
and she's a total wastoid, and she's not in, you know, all about Matt's character is wrong. I hope that's why Barney left the show. That'd be awesome. He'd be like, fuck this. That's not Matt. That's not what I signed up to play.
Dude, his mom, he cuts his mom off while she's in the middle of calling her 8-year-old daughter a bitch.
I know.
She's actually saying bitch, like not a whiny little girl, not a pain in the ass, not a drain on this, like a bit like, whoa, too much. Too much.
Yeah. And we do get the shot of the
again, I don't like that either. I'm just talking about Matt. Just Matt. Yeah. The first 30 seconds that we see Matt, like that's what you have to do when you're making a show. It's like, I need everyone to know what this dude is all about in 30 seconds. And I think they nailed Matt. They nailed Rand.
Just the part about being a thief is the part I didn't like. That's all. And his parents. Like, I other than that, Matt's fine. He's a degenerate gambler.
100%. He's not a scoundrel. He's not
He is, but he's not a thief, dude. That's one of the things. He's like, his dad was a horse trader, which some people say horse traders are thieves, but like, he has the most best reputation of anybody in the Two Rivers. Of course.
Why was he a thief?
Who?
Matt.
Because fucking Randy Jeffcoat made him one.
Because he wanted to get his sister's lanterns. He stole bread. He stole the bread to feed his family.
Again, that's a lot of exposition for the first time you meet this character. You can show that he cares about his family by him taking care of his sisters, cutting off his mom.
Yeah.
Do one. Pick one. or even two, but fucking, you don't need all three, okay? Let's just go. You know, like I said, those are the types of things. It's like, if you just condensed it a little bit, left out some of the bullshit, like the women's circle, which is just dumb as fuck. I have no idea where he got that from, but it's the dumbest shit. I was like, I hated it even more the second time. You're welcome, Jordan.
I almost was okay with Perrin being married. Almost.
Now you see.
You know, do you know why I think it's almost okay? She's not a made up character. She's actually in the books. They just redirected her. Yes. Let me see if I have my, it's Layla. In the books, she was Layla. Where is it? She's my second nominee for NPC. I don't care that she had a line and a half. Her maiden name is Layla Dern, and then she apparently married a Lewin in the books.
Laura Dern, right. Famous.
Layla Dern and Layla Lewin. So Laura Dern. So again, I think it's unnecessary. I pray.
Wait, who does she marry in the books? A Lewin?
Lewin is what, I don't know who the guy is.
Ban Lewin, probably.
But she.
Okay. Well, whatever. So it, you know, still doesn't have fuck all to do with parents. So I don't care. It's stupid. Unnecessary.
I still hold out hope that Brandy Judd Butthole was even if it was a bad reason. I don't even care if it was a bad reason. I'm going to keep holding out hope that he had some plans for some of this stuff that we deem unnecessary after three seasons.
Trust me, man. I tried to spin it all. Go back and listen to our first episodes. I tried real fucking hard. Jeremy.
But it doesn't matter. Well, that's all we have now is try. We can't. Because who knows? Maybe by the end of the sixth season, we would have been like, I don't like it, but he had a plan.
Right, exactly. His plan was to shit his pants.
His plan was to ruin Jeremy's life.
The one thing about, and it's pretty much just Moraine, her theatrics in The Power had to be like her being like, I'll do it, but I'm going to do it the way I want. Because or maybe that's Rafe. I want you to just be all theatrical about it. Because she's kind of the only one that does it. All the other Aes Sedai are very much kind of like, force users, almost the way that hand gestures that they make and stuff. She is very like, and I guess she's doing some shit, but like, I think they did that to really drive home the need for a warder. Like, this is why they have warders. They're not just, you know, unstoppable machines. So I think they're kind of trying to show you that with that, which, okay. I'll give you that. Ooh,
I think
fan cast, the guy who played Worf as Lan.
Oh, all right. God, I hope Lan shows up in a Star Trek. I think it's one of those things where it was either Rafe directed it that way and told her to go out all out. She might have done it on her own. She might have been like, I'm going to do this. But it's one of those things that, like, after they edited it and released it, they're like, okay, let's take that down a half a notch. I feel like that's what it was. But I don't know. It could have just been
down a half a notch.
The movement, the spell casting.
Right. Yeah. I think it was, also, this is nerd shit. When you're conjuring lightning from the sky, like she did, you can't control who it hits. Generally speaking, Rand does something at one point in the books, and it's pretty early on, I believe. It's one of the first time he channels, but he basically makes lightning that only targets the Shadow Spawn. Maybe it's towards the end. I don't remember. He does it, and it's like, people are like, that's not supposed to be possible.
Okay.
You know, and Rand has done other times where he's fucked up his own people at the beginning. You know,
here's slaying wings. Here's my explanation. They were all holding big metal axes.
Fuck out of here. Hey, you know what? All the townsfolk had wooden shit.
There you go.
Trolloc blood is very metallic. And super irony because they only eat meat. And so, kaboom. And they're the tallest things around besides the buildings, too.
And they're gross.
And they smell like shit.
So, I love that. I love that the Two Rivers folk are so, like, just fucking white trash.
Not all of them. That's the Congress and the Coblins. I have a note about it, actually. He's like, well, we wouldn't want them to remember a minute of it because they're just being all fucking loud. And she's like, when they first flashed her, she's like, it looked like she like chugged a tanker of beer and it's like spit it out on her face. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Days Conger, I think she's like.
Yeah. But they're such dirty hippies. Moraine says she is shocked that they have a bathtub at all. What a bitch.
And we're not talking like they got plumbing in the White Tower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It ain't much different. You're still throwing a chamber pot out on the fucking street. Maybe you got some fucking people to clean that shit up. Yeah. I actually laughed super hard at that. And I was like, I was first laughing because I was like, oh, the water could be warmer. The water could be warmer. Like,
it could be.
Like, I liked that. It's pretty funny. I mean, it's stupid, but like, those are the things, if you wanted to be stupid, do that. Because it's giggly and it doesn't waste any time. It's a little banter to show that they've been together for a while. That's fine.
And show up her powers a little bit more. Just let us know, like, oh, she can just quietly heat up the bathtub.
And what's funny is at first I was so horny for Rosamund Pike to be Moraine. And on rewatch, I like her much less.
Really?
She gets some things about Moraine right on. And I feel like this is directing as well. This thing is definitely Rafe, because there are other ways, because there are times when she fucking nails it. And it's probably when either Rafe wasn't directing the episode. I mean, I have to look at it, but, or he was letting her go, because every time she does something I don't like, I just go, damn, that's not the Moraine I know and love.
Okay. Because... But you have to replace her. Who are you replacing her with? You can't just say she's out. Who's coming in?
All right. Give me a second.
While he's doing that. Oh, you nailed it.
It's out of her normal, like, character that she would play, but she's so fucking crazy. She could play like a cold, you know, just like, and she's tiny, which Moraine is supposed to be fucking like literally like 4'10". Like, I could pick her up with one arm, tiny. And Lan, like the Dan Henney or whatever his name is, like, he's pretty good as Lan, but Lan was like in the books was as hulking as like fucking like Hulk Hogan, but he could fucking, he moved like Daniel Henney, like a ninja, like Daniel Henney in the show. So while I ended up, I really like him as Lan. I really do. He's pouty and stuff, but like as far as like the believability of his character, when he's got the sword in his hand and stuff, absolutely. And Yosha, I'm not gay, but fuck, I would suck that guy's dick. He's just perfect. He as far as Ran goes, like, you know, if you said who would play him instead, I couldn't name anyone. And I think he did a great job with what he was given. Unfortunately, they really did him a disservice with how they wrote him and how he was directed. Is another thing. I think when he wasn't directed by Rafe, he probably did really good. I could be wrong, but you know, by the third season, I think he was kind of doing what he wanted. But for the first two, I think, you know, when he was really good, it was because they were giving him reins, because he definitely knew the character. He definitely read all the books and he captured that, you know, that vibe of Rand just being the tragic hero really well. That being said, I was trying to give Perrin the benefit of the doubt. He's terrible. He's an awful actor. And I'm sorry, Marcus. I wanted to love you, man. But, you know, your mouth open acting style just isn't doing it for me dramatically. And it was just brought back to the forefront that first episode. I was like, God, bro, you're really, really bad. Even when they're sitting at the table, he's kind of like.
Yeah.
It's just like, bro, like, you're like. You're like the nerd kid that got allowed to sit at the cool table for one day and, like, you don't know what to do with yourself or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he just, like you said, Daniel Henney, or not Daniel Henney, whoever played Yosha,
yeah.
He, like, you could tell he read those fucking books. And Perrin, I feel like he filmed season one and then he read the books.
Yeah, because there are times when, like, he gets so close, or you're like, you feel you start to kind of feel him as Perrin, and then he does something and you're just like, ugh. And like I said, you know what, like, he's not the best actor, he got better, but again, that could be direction, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know we can't compare it to the books all the time, but if some of the choices were just dumb and unnecessary, and like those are the things that really caused them to stumble and like really caused them to alienate some of the fans like me and Jeremy, like, I think we all could have looked past a lot of things if they would have not, you know, it has so much, you don't need to add extra. It just get the stuff right, and then you could fucking, you know, plug and play certain little things in places if it fits. And you try to make all the things that you wanted to be cute, and like, it's like they wanted the little Easter egg nuggets to be there for people like us, but they tried so hard to be cute. They, you know, the people who didn't know the show were like, what? And then they, you know, great for YouTube people who can point it out, but it's just, it was too nuanced. And then the stuff that wasn't nuanced was just like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. Another segment I want to do is I'm watching the show in 5.1 surround sound for the first time. And I just want to say that Along with Nynaeve and Egwene, I could hear that fucking wind.
Woo! Oh, yeah,
was,
me too.
It was blowing behind me, baby.
Fucking cranked up. I was like, ooh. I'm like, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I'm like, ugh.
And I think I remember, I feel like you mentioned it last time we did a commentary, so I wasn't able to rewind it. And I was like, what are you talking about? The dead goats were in the yin yang, in the shape of the yin yang.
But that is a thing in the books.
Okay,
the ancient symbol of the Aes Sedai is it's
the
more
sinewy yeah. circle. The
right
the,
and yeah. but basically it was like the tower of the flame of the tower was the white side, and then the fang of the dragon is the black side.
And everybody out there, I know it's not a yin yang, but it's a fucking yin yang. So just get on board.
Yeah, it's not an Ouroboros. It's the serpent eating its own tail. It's the same thing.
You know what else I did? I had some fun doing. Like I said, I'm trying to find different things to do for this watch and have some fun. I about halfway through, I turned on motion smoothing,
which you fucking hate more than
fucking.
I can't name anything you hate more than maybe like.
You know what I hate more?
I can't think of anything.
The only thing I hate more than motion smoothing are people who don't know who can't recognize it. Like, if you like motion smoothing, fine. I think you're fucking insane. But people who you turn on motion smoothing and then you turn it off and they go, I can't tell the difference. You need to die. You all need to just die.
You're kind of talking about me, because until you said motion smoothing and told me what it was, I had no idea.
But at least now when you turn it on and off, you can probably, you're like, oh, that has motion smoothing.
I don't know how to turn it on and off.
Oh, God. And what I've learned with my new TV, which I'm sure your TV is the same, is certain shows just turn it on and certain shows just turn it off. So you never know when it's going to pop up. But I watched it. So I started the final battle without motion smoothing, and then I turned it on, and like I never realized how much the battle in this first episode is like super shaky cammed, and they like the camera is like running through the battle. It's like a guy is in it's like someone's in World War II holding a camera and running.
What is this, Saving Private Light?
Yeah,
what
exactly?
Saving Private Dragon.
The motion smoothing not only smoothed everything on the screen, it calmed down the shaky cam. It was so fucking weird.
I must always watch on motion smoothing. I'm going to have to.
If you're lucky.
Okay, what does it do exactly? It just makes everything like less choppy because it's on film, or.
This is what it technically does. So we've moved on to faster frame rates, but for the most part, film is 24 frames per second. So when you're watching TV, it's not actually moving. You're just watching a really fast flip book. So now is what motion smoothing does is it literally animates the two
in between voices.
Yeah.
Is that why sometimes that like computer generated stuff that's not that great looks exceptionally bad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Yeah. And so it makes everything, it gives everything that Spanish soap opera look, but then it like the Trollocs look like cartoons with motion smoothing on. Like I know they're cartoons anyways, but they literally look like fucking Walt Disney.
Well, those are like practical effects though, so they really shouldn't.
But they add stuff to it. They add like,
right.
There are people wearing a mask, but they're touching it up digitally a lot.
Okay. Is it really noticeable? Do they look worse without the motion smoothing or better?
Oh, better without. Better. It hides the warts.
I love how you have to explain it to me and I could just go watch it. I'm not going to. Okay. No. I just want you to tell me. How weird is it? Like, we both grew up in, I mean, I don't know where you grew up in. Missoula,
Montana, Billings.
Billings, it's a pretty big town. So where I grew up,
it's the biggest
small.
In Montana, baby.
That's what I'm saying. It's a big town. I grew up in kind of. I was near Sacramento, but where I grew up, it was small. I had a general store, a post office, and a firehouse for most of my life, or two general stores. Sorry, they're pretty close. One
Justin,
was walking.
Justin grew up in such a small town. He had to share a hole to fuck with his neighbor.
Wait, what?
You were.
I did. Brent wasn't my neighbor, bro. We just worked together. All right.
Anyway,
and that was in Seattle. Anyways, and next time on Thank the Light, let's talk about Eiffel Tower. Anyways, no, let's not. God, I told you about getting caught by Homer's mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the worst moments of my life. Like, you're 50 almost, bro. What are you doing? like I said, we grew up, like, there was one little bar called the Why Not by us.
How old's her mom? Are you older than her mom?
Probably close. I'm the same age as her dad.
I'm upset.
Or her stepdad, actually. Her stepdad. So.
Oh.
Okay. She's all about it, too. Jesus Christ. Anyways. But I was saying, like, we had one little bar called the Why Not, and that's where, like, all the fucking country fucks would go and just, like, get drunk and fight and whatever. So I was thinking, how weird would it be, like, you know, I don't know how big the Two Rivers is, but they're pretty far away. So how weird would it be, like, everybody in, like, a 30-mile radius is all left their houses and they're all in one spot in the town?
Yeah.
Like, that would be kind of weird. Like, you know, it's like, talk about small town shit. Like, Spokane is a small town, bro. I see people all the time that know me, and I'm like, I was at T-Mobile for 2 hours today, bro, trying to get the phone situation worked out, and I got home at like 7 o'clock, and I'm sitting there and I hear this guy talking, and I go, hey, Tom. Turns around, he's like, fuck's up, dude, I haven't seen you like 3 months. And I'm like, yeah, I've been off, man, my wife died. He's like, oh, sorry, bro. He's like, I saw your son yesterday, though, who's like more my age. But it's funny, he's like, everywhere I go, people are like, oh, you're working the vault, huh? I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm just like, what is this, Nebraska? Like, what's going on?
This'll help me know how small Spokane is.
Listen, dude, when
there's a Cougar football game, is it
Cougars? I love Cougars. Oh,
during home Cougar games, when you drive around town, are you like, holy shit, this place is dead? Or is it a big enough town that there's enough people that don't watch the Cougar games that
it's not, dude, it's Pullman. So, I mean, like, no, it's a little bit more dead on Seahawks days, to be honest.
Really?
Pullman's like an hour and a half away. Yeah.
That's not where the Cougars
big Seahawks contingent. Pullman, yeah, they are.
Is that where Washington State is in Pullman?
Yeah. WSU's in Pullman, man.
No.
Where'd you think it was?
Spokane. I thought it was in Spokane.
And Zaga's in Spokane.
Huh, my whole world.
On the other hand, when there is a fucking home Gonzaga game,
yes,
that part of the
season. But that's basketball, not football. That's basketball, not
right,
football.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to just ask Rafe point blank, like you said, like, why did you make these changes? Did you want to do this through like season 3, 4, and 5? And like, yeah, I'm sure like he probably had, I mean, I would assume he's a showrunner. You would have to have some sort of, I mean, I make a whole fucking plan of where I'm going to go bass fishing on the lake for the day. So yeah, I would have to imagine that as the creative person behind this, you would have to have some sort of, what do they call it?
Blueprint.
Or, you know, the fucking art, you know, the concept art. You'd have a whole thing of concept art for the arc of certain characters in your head and what they're looking like and things. You know, if you want to do something different, you're trying to go a different direction, you're going to be laying that out and hopefully getting feedback from people to either say, don't do that, or, okay, we can make that work. Let's make it better. So, you know what I'm saying? So
now, do you think, all right, well, first of all, let me finish this thought. It's usually one of two things. I'm not going to guess at this point which one it is, but either he was stubborn as fuck and he wouldn't listen to anybody, or he listened to everybody and it just got all jumbled.
If he would have listened to everybody, it would have been better.
No, not if you listen to everybody. Not if you listen to everybody. If you listen to one smart person, it's better. If you listen to everybody, you get a donkey.
I think if we listen to everybody, we would have had way more book direct things, because the people would have had the most opinions telling them what to do would have been book people, and it would have been way more book centric. I think it was Rafe going, look, sister, Leandrin is the man, okay? She's going to just do it all. You know what I mean? Like, I've got this plan for her because she's
But if you're listening to, but there's also Amazon dicks who are just like, oh, I was watching Harry Potter and they did this really cool thing in Harry Potter. We should do that. And it's like, why? Go fucking watch Harry Potter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, maybe you're right. But I mean, I got to feel like, you know, I'm trying not to be too mean to Rafe, because I am glad that it got made. And there were some things that they did that were fucking awesome. You know, I'm not going to not say that there were some things that I absolutely thought were great. Like Rand's mom fighting. There were a couple things that weren't right with it. But like, dude, it was awesome. The fight choreography on this shit was great all the way through. It's so frustrating when you have like over 2 million words to choose from that you need to make up characters and make up character traits that didn't exist.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I get it's an adaptation, but when you have that much character development, you don't need to add shit unless it's small nuanced stuff.
Yeah.
you know, that like that, you know, fucking make Matt bisexual. I don't give a shit. It doesn't affect his character. It does not affect his character.
Totally.
You know, let him keep his core character stuff. You know, I don't care if fucking Matt's blowing fucking 10 Sean Chan like a circus seal. It doesn't matter. As long as his character stays the way it's supposed to be and don't make him a thief and his mama drunk, then like to add backstory to him, then I'm fine with that. But like, you don't need to make up stuff about characters that are this deep, so especially the main
one. So is what you're saying is you want to see Kevin Smith's Wheel of Time?
Yes. I'm not even supposed to be here today. That would be Matt from the books. Like, God damn it.
So I'm we obviously have a little bit more to talk about, but I want to make sure you get through your notes and then we're going to hit a couple things. And everyone, I'm going to keep these kind of tight because we're going to keep coming back for more. And I want to make sure that we don't exhaust ourselves on any given episode and that we have lots to talk about every week. So we're, you know, we got 15 more minutes. But
I'll
in case you guys
what I got.
Yeah. Bang out your notes and then we'll wrap a few ideas up.
Just a few things I like, a few things, jokes. The pot and fane whistle when he shows up in town is great. But you could have showed him sneaking off. They kind of show him smiling the night when the Trollocs are around. But, you know, you're paying that actor. Give us 5 minutes at the end of the show. Show him running with some Trollocs or running away from Trollocs or talking to a Fade or a mysterious hooded man that becomes Ishmael. Just give him a little more background to let you know he is the evil and he's a big part of the reason why this is here. Show him at the Waygate earlier, opening it for the Trollocs.
They do a good
something
like,
small.
They did do something small, and I love it. He sits there and sips on a beer while Trollocs
and
murder
then,
everybody, and then he
just that's
quietly
right.
like you
just
know
disappear.
That.
But like I said, give us 30 seconds at the end showing him. You don't even have to speak. Just, you know, just give, if you want to give that, he was such a good villain in the books. You know, just give him a little bit more. I mean, you're paying the guy, he's there. Give him 30 more seconds. Give him 90 more seconds. Give him two more lines. Give him a short conversation with another baddie, whoever the fuck it is. Could be a, you know, it could be one of the Black Aja that we haven't even met yet in a hood that just like, you know, you better obey me. I don't care. Just like show how deep he is in the shadow. And it just takes that much.
See, I liked it because
I'm not mad at it, but I just think you could have, you know, instead of doing the river, do something with Pot and Fane that makes him show how fucked up he really is.
I with all the stuff they overstated in the first episode, I liked the understated Pot and Fane.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That being said, generally, I couldn't really point to any like horrible casting with any of the actors. Perrin was probably the worst that keeps coming to mind. Like I said, he got tolerable. And do you think, here's a question, ponder, if you will. You think that Tam and Eggie's mom maybe had something at some point? It's never too early for your mom's yeast. I mean, bread. He's going to have this smirk like I've had her bread for toast in the morning with my eggs.
Well, that's right. Gwen's dad is because I was
just,
like,
we just kind of had a.
It did well. And I was
we don't know.
I mean, we don't know when Rand's mom died. So you know, it's good question.
Anyway. Gwen, Tam is your father.
Good point. Anyways,
already hit those notes. Rand, when him and Egwene are talking about, they're just wistfully. It's like he sounds like he's like, I just gotta go to Hollywood and follow my dreams, but I gotta stay in the Two Rivers. Like it's like it's such a weird conversation that's really not necessary. It's just another thing that like they could have put other things in that didn't. That, it just you know. I don't know. Let's see. I just think so much of the lore was fumbled. You know, we talked about it like 10 seconds in. Let's see. Like I said, I love seeing, you can see where Egwene's strength of character is going to come from episode one after the stupid river shit. You know, I mean, it's because I know where she goes, but like seeing Maddie in it and like seeing where she goes, it's like, I had a hard time believing that she was going to be a good Egwene at the beginning. And now I'm like, oh yeah, I see it. Like I can see it. I can't believe I missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, her introduction is such shit that you're just
yeah.
like, I don't care. I don't
you want to write her off right away. You're like, and Nynaeve too, for that matter.
Yeah.
You're like,
and it's,
these chicks.
Yeah. Especially when, even if you're a huge book fan, you're like, Jesus Christ, she might end up being the fucking dragon. Like what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. Like I said, the good exposition is just like, drip, 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 drip. I'll feed you baby birds. It's so, spread out and you know, little, it's like you can miss it even if you're really watching for it. And for my third NPC nomination, the guy who they're pressing on his wound and they're like, it stopped. That's because he's dead. Put pressure on it. He's fucking gutted. Okay. It's okay.
Well, and they do
A for effort. Good try.
I didn't notice it. I was watching with the closed captions on. Like, he does some like weird whispering thing that in most movies would have meant that he's like passing on some amazing knowledge before he goes away. But he's just like, it's just his death rattle. It's like,
he's like,
okay.
Did you know that Trollocs eat people? Or he was like, oh, you're standing on my nuts. Or like she's leaning over. I can see your boobs. That last words, I can see your titties, Nynaeve.
I can't breathe. Are you dying?
No, you're leaning on my windpipe. I'm going to go ahead and in confrontation that Rafe likes to freeze and go. Because that's what people like to do, especially Nynaeve. In battle, sometimes I'm just gonna refer you back to, you know, when Elaine gets shot with a crossbow bolt and she just sits there and stares at her. She's like, "You're a wisdom. Pull it the fuck out and bandage me up. You can do shit without the power, dummy. How about dragging me out of the fucking line of fire, you idiot?"
Okay. Here's a great one of the other bits I want to do is I want to scour the internet for some trivia or some information, something like that. This isn't necessarily trivia, but this is an IMDb user review written December 15th, 2021. 4 out of 10 stars. Boring first half, hilarious second half. I went into this episode totally blind, not so much as knowing it was an adaptation of a book series, but it looked interesting enough to give it a cursory watch. Lesson learned. The first half is boring character setup, as one would expect from a first episode of a series. I didn't end up caring about any of the main cast or for the burned down mountain village. Nice overused trope, by the way. The characters are wooden, but I'm sure they get fleshed out later. The script is really bad at parts as well. I was willing to give the show the benefit of the doubt, as again, it's the first episode. But the second half is unintentionally the funniest thing I've seen in a while. The villagers are lighting lanterns for a festival when all of a sudden a bunch of orcs just start attacking the village. The orcs have an in-universe name, but they're basically just generic fantasy orcs. The camera is so shaky, and the scene is so dark, you can barely make out what's happening. It's chaos, and it's lovely. One of the characters nearly chops clean through his girlfriend/wife with an axe and ends up killing her when the evil, clearly red herring, lady starts casting her wind magic. It looks like a Disney stage production. On par with the Last Airbender movie in terms of effects and fight choreography. She just pelts the orcs with rocks and pushes them away with wind. She apparently also has the power to heal wounds. Meanwhile, the villagers are stabbing them with pitchforks and knives, and the orcs barely react. And the generic fantasy music blaring in the background as if the action is so grandiose, genuinely hilarious. I'd only recommend this to people for a quick laugh. Maybe it gets better as it goes along, but this is pretty terrible first impression.
I know who wrote that.
Jeremy
Gaines. Jeremy Gaines. Gaines. It's pronounced Gaines. Jeremy Gaines is who wrote it. I love it that the guy's actually named Jeremy, though. That's pretty fun.
Oh, that is so amazing. Okay, there's that. Sorry, that was a little longer than I expected, but it just kept getting funnier and funnier.
That's fucking, accurate. I would agree. I would disagree slightly on the fight choreography, but yeah, no, that's pretty accurate. I mean, the Winter Night is kind of like that, and I did like that you get to see that because you don't see that in the books. So that I did like.
Yeah.
And the farmhouse scene was fucking fairly nailed. It was pretty good. It was pretty right on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't say Dear Light. Don't say Dear Light. Nobody says Dear Light. They say fucking Blood and Ashes.
Yes, thank you. I knew it sounded, I didn't know why it was wrong, but I knew it was fucking wrong.
Dear Light. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody, you know who talks like that? The Mormons of this universe. No offense to Mormons, but they're like, gosh, golly darn it. Dear Light. You say Blood and Ashes. Justin. You say son of a goat. left testicle like Lane does.
All right, here's a bit that I want to try out.
All right, I'm good at bits.
Where's Barney Harris?
Right now, Barney Harris is still in the alley in the Czech Republic where he gave his first blowjob. And now he is only doing it not for drugs or money, just for the love. And he doesn't want to act anymore.
I was going to say he was pumping gas in Jersey, but...
Did I nail it?
I just Googled it. You nailed it.
He loves Prague, man. That Prague cock, brother. It's just...
You know, we always...
I don't know anything about you. I just want to be funny. I hope you're great, Barney.
We always feel sorry for prostitutes, but who's to say they can't all hate
their
job.
He's not a prostitute, dude. He doesn't get paid. He's just a fucking cock mouth whore, and he loves it.
You know what? As a person who spent most of his life in a kitchen, it's better than waiting tables.
I tell you what, my body probably wouldn't be beat up as much. Maybe just my butthole. But like, you know, my back and my knees and my hips probably wouldn't hurt as much. Ow! I'd probably have like jaw problems. I'd be like, kid, give me Botox.
Justin, your knees would hurt as much.
No. If you did it for a living, you'd get pillows. You'd make adjustments. Or you get calluses, you know?
You got a pretty woman it?
Yeah. No kissing on the mouth. No kissing on the mouth. I think that bit works. That's good.
I think that's good.
We could come up with just a ridiculous place for Barney Harris to be every week.
Where's Barney Harris?
Where is Barney Harris? And any other actor they change on the show, by the way. I know there's a few other ones. We'll get to Where's Ivan
later. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's dead. No, that was later. I think that's pretty much it for the notes. Let's see. Layla, run before I kill you. I still think she's a dark friend. I mean, dude, it just okay. If she's not a dark friend, riddle me this, Batman. Why does she have her axe or her Warhammer above her head, like in a killing blow? That Trolloc is already eviscerated. He's been chopping on it for 15 seconds. There's no other Trollocs around. There's no one else to hit but Perrin.
That's the cut Pod and Fane scene. Layla and Pod and Fane. Fucking behind the
fucking talking. It's time for you to kill him. Today's the day.
Today,
right?
Yeah. Today's gonna be chaos. It's gonna be
just and get rid of him.
It's gonna be chaos. No one's gonna know you did it. Just
because at this point, even the shadow doesn't know who the dragon is. They know it's one of these three. Yep. So if Payne's like, hey, you're close to him, take him the fuck out. We'll worry about the other two if he's in. Like, there it is, bro. Oh. Immediately, that fucking episode is 10 times better. With 90 seconds of screen time and 5 lines. And all right, those people are in the episode. Anyway.
We're going to wrap up Wheel of Time real quick. And then if you guys want to hang out and get a little bit of a little personal, you know, Justin and I are going to go off track a little bit. If you want to join us, that's awesome. If you just want the Wheel of Time stuff, that's great too. But the last thing Wheel of Time we're going to talk about is this. Justin, 1 out of 10, rate this episode.
Okay. So you know I'm fucking, like, fucking manic, insane, like, sociopath. So part of me says 4. Part of me says 6.5. I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give it a 6. I'm going to give it a 6.
Oh, we are in simpatico. It's funny. We were kind of in the same thing. Like, all day long, I wanted to just give it a 5. It's got some good. It's got some bad. Let's just put it right down the middle. But then I'm like, you know, this is episode 1. It does make me want to watch more. There are some problems with it, but I definitely, when I watched this for the first
time. I've watched way worse shows.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to see what happens. I'm tuning back in, so I'm going to give it a 6. Hey, you know what? You fix Egwene's introduction. It's a 7. Like, that is that fucking.
You fix Egwene's introduction. Oh, you give us that fucking Fane and Layla scene. It's a fucking 7.5 to me. I would overlook everything else pretty much because the rest of that episode's fairly solid. I could forgive a lot of it. If you
and Matt, and maybe make Matt's parents not quite such pieces of shit.
Yeah, it's just it's unnecessary screen time when you could have been doing something else. So
yeah,
it had all the ingredients. You know, it just your dish needs salt, Rafe. Little of salt. It's rubbish.
All right, everybody, join us. Next Wednesday, right here on YouTube, Wolf Brothers 7. Check out the website, WontRewatch.com. Send us emails with questions, personal or about the Wheel of Time. Your thoughts, are you rewatching it with us? Are you happy or sad? Thank the light at gmail.com. Check us out on X and Insta at Parched Ailman. Hit us up on Facebook. Hey, find everyone else that's listening on Facebook. Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. And we're on Blue Sky as Wolf Brothers 13. Now, Justin, what the fuck happened to us for the last 6 months?
Well, I can't believe I'm giggling. My wife passed away in May. And so we contemplated not doing this. We contemplated doing something else. I was off for 3 months. I just went back to work.
I went up there when his wife was still.
You were here for a
with
a week.
Us. Yeah, she was still alive when I went up just to, you know, things looked bad, but I went up there just to help Fatty get through this. I never dreamed that I was going up there to help him say goodbye to his wife, who we both met basically the same month. Like you met Lisa just before I did. But we met her close and
yeah, you used to nanny for us. You were the best man at my wedding. I was the best man in your wedding. We talked about it before. She had basically just felt sick and, you know, she'd had several surgeries. She was on hardcore medication for a long time and I thought she was doing better and she ended up going to the hospital and just not coming out. And so I've lost friends when I was really young and that I was close with, my grandfather who I was pretty close with, and you think that you know what grief is and what it feels like, and you don't. It would have been our 19th wedding anniversary on what, the 21st of July. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was just surreal. You know, you just life looks so very different. But I'm definitely happy to be back doing this. This makes life feel normal, you know. I did, like I said, I reconnected with probably the only other person since I was really young that I was close with, like you, was my friend Sam, and he just happens to live in Coeur d'Alene, and we went fishing today. So you know, we've been hanging out, and it's been, like I said, the things that make life feel normal are more important than ever right now. And I really realized the value of my puppies and therapy and actually work friends for the first time in my life that are really real. So,
and if you want to find Fatty, he's on a boat, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget.
Nope. But, you know, that was my summer. A lot of fishing and a lot of reflection, yeah. and just trying to get my shit together. And I'm doing pretty good now. You know, even on the best days, man, me and Sam went fishing. I don't know, we slayed and we caught like 50 fish. I still, you know, about halfway home is an hour trip. About halfway home, I started crying, you know, and just like not, you know, losing your shit crying. Just like the only person I want to tell about it is her, right? And is, yeah, you know, you can't. So,
and Patty, do our listeners a favor and start putting those fish on X and Insta. People, this motherfucker catches donkeys all day.
Yeah. I caught a donkey today. Almost a 3-pound smallmouth, which is pretty big for smallmouth motherfuckers. But yeah, no, I've had a good summer fish wise. So I feel like she's telling me to slow down though with the phone. And then like I lost 2 pairs of glasses in 2 trips. And like, and it's just kind of like, motherfucker, put it away. I'm like, no.
Go hang out with your dog. I got you that dog.
I took the dogs to the lake all day yesterday with me.
All right.
Yeah, right, yeah. Fucking right. A, bro. So Sam calls me. He's like, you want to go fishing tomorrow, right? I'm like, sure. And I'm on the phone, and I'm reeling. I'm like, boom, got him. Got a fish. And I hear kaploosh, kaploosh behind me. We're out at the sandbar, and we're like 15, 20 feet offshore, and they jump off the front of the pontoon boat. Winston and Luna just,
oh.
I'm like, fuck. Like, you know, I'm like, they both swim good, but I'm like, you guys, like, ah. Sam's like, your dog just jump in the water? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I fucking heard it, dude.
Oh my! How did you lose your phone? How the fuck?
Well, you know how cops make me nervous.
Yes,
because you know felons.
Oh,
also, I'm in Idaho, and you know your boy doesn't go anywhere without no fucking weed. Let's just say that. So last week I went fishing on Monday by myself, and Sam called me on his way home. He drives truck for Safeway at night, so he's usually getting off at like between 5 and 7 in the morning. He's like, "What are you doing, bro?" I was like, "I'm on the lake. You want to meet me?" He's like, "Just so happens I got some rod in my truck." I go, "Fucking meet me at the boat dock, bro." So we went fishing for a couple hours, and I'm going to drop him off at the boat dock and load my boat up. Get a little closer to the dock. Ooh, those look like uniforms.
Oh,
probably firemen. We're out by Twin Lakes or whatever. And I get a little closer, and I'm like, oh, no, those are fucking Idaho State Troopers. And I'm like, why are they here? And I look closer. They're fishing on their lunch break. So they're not really trying to fuck with us. I roll up. I go, hey, fellas, protect and serve and rip some lips, right? They're like, hey, we get lunches too, bro. And I was like, all right, cool. But I'm like, I'm stacked my bong as I'm fucking coming into the boat dock talking to him. Sam hops off, says hi, takes off. I end up chatting it up with the cops for like 15 minutes, showing them fish pictures. They're like, dude, like, you're my hero. Like, they're pretty cool. But then today, we fished longer, and I'm like, Sam, we got to go, bro. You got to go get some sleep, homie. Like, it's like 1 o'clock. I was like, you got to, you know. And we're rolling out, and as we're pulling up, I'm like trying to get all my shit together and so I can just get out of the boat and take off while he loads up and so he can just go. And right as we're getting there, I'm clipping up his boat to the ramp. He's going to walk to get his shit. Fucking game wardens walk up. I got licenses.
Yeah.
I got licenses for Washington and fucking Idaho. Like, I'm completely legal, bro. But I do, you know, I have a pen on me and fucking weed in my car, but like, whatever. I didn't care. But I'm just like, I'm trying to hurry. And I looked up at Sam while he's talking to the game wardens, and Sam turns around and he goes, because I had, there's like a console, and I had grabbed some rods and I kind of set it on the edge of the console. And usually it goes like in underneath this, like it's got like a little window and then a console, like a little dash, kind of like a motorcycle almost. So you can kind of get behind it if you want. Cause his boat does fucking 65 miles an hour. mine does like 45, dude. It's fast. It's fast.
Yeah.
I did that and I guess I set it on the edge on my poles. And when I picked up my poles, it just went, he's like, it's only like 5 feet here. So I fucking stripped down to my thermal underwear because it's cold as fuck in the morning. The water temperature is like 60 degrees. And I jump in thinking I could just grab it and like maybe I'll be able to dry it out in a bag of rice or whatever. I don't know. But I jump in, that fucking water's way the fuck over my head and it's freezing. So I'm just like, I was like, I can't even reach it with my monkey toes. I'm fucking done. So I get out and then the game wardens are just like, the one game warden walks off and he goes, did you throw this fucking guy's phone in the water? You're an asshole to the other game warden. I started busting the fuck up. I was like, you know what? That made it worth it. I don't fucking care.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
So I was like, all right, you guys are all right. But it was just, you know, one of those things. Like I said, it's the boats. They just go so fast. My buddy that was with me, we're on the lake on Saturday. We got to the ramp and he's like, my Gucci slides. He's a big dude. He's like 6'5", like 300 pounds. He's like, my slides. His voice got high.
Oh.
Sorry, brother. I go, my glasses, your slides. We're feeding this lake, bro. It's fine.
Yeah, totally. You got to pay. You got to pay the piper. Got to pay up. All right. Well, a lot of more stories.
The one thing you got to do, Des, what? I know you're not going to edit it. You got to add stingers.
Oh.
Maybe not this time, but we got to start. It's never too early.
Well, because usually mom's yeast. Because usually my stinger
at the end.
Usually my stingers are things I cut out. I'm not cutting anything out of this because I'm lazy as fuck.
I know.
I'll figure out what. I'll dig up. You know what I'll do is I'll dig up some of our old favorite movies from the late like some Happy Gilmore cuts or some old school drops or something like that. I'll figure. I like it. Thank you, Justin. That's a good point. I'll figure out how to put some stingers in here. We will be back next week. I hope you will be back next week. And I also want to, so everyone out there, if you're a big fan of the show, you've probably listened to some old episodes. I'm thinking about it. I probably won't get it done this week because I'm late. I'm just saying, I'm lazy. I don't have, that's what I didn't have any people die on me, but my podcast empire died. that's what died on really, me while we were away. It's all I don't do any other podcast. I let all my other clients go. I'd love to do I would love to do Time Pop, but Scotty's too busy. So you know, and I got always
time. I'll do Time Pop.
we might do
time, motherfucker.
So and Fatty's like, I always knew Fatty and I were going to do something else. We talked about starting another show, but again, we got such a huge boost in listens recently for this show. I'm just like, okay, if people want Wheel of Time content, let's fucking give them Wheel of Time content. So come back here for Wheel of Time comment. Give us more Wheel of Time content. If you know where Barney Harris is, let me know. You picked up something, if you found an NPC in the first episode that we missed, let us know. I don't want to be too desperate. I will say I desperately want this to be a social engagement with other people.
I would really love to get some people in here. And that being said, if it's the first time you're listening to us, you know, and you just are in love with Rafe Judkins and you want more Wheel of Time, look, I don't hate Rafe Judkins. Like, this is satire. I'm having fun. Like, you know, I'm sure he gave his best effort. It didn't work out the way most of us hoped. There were some great things. There were some awful things. And I'm going to try to be clinical. and not cynical, and I'm going to try to have fun and make jokes. So please don't think that we're just haters, because we're not. We wouldn't be here still talking about it if there wasn't some interest and fun for us in the show as well. Yeah. And Wheel of Time is obviously a huge part of my life, so I'd rather not let it go. And the more I can drag you in, you know, to this quagmire, the better. Giggity, giggity.
If you right. Perfect. Thank you, Justin. I love you, Justin. I will. We'll see you. We'll see you next Wednesday. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please come back.
May you always find water and shade. And yes, that's all true, assuming I don't decide to throw my laptop in the lake.
Put your dagger in the horn box.
Duh, you can't make me.
Have a good night, Justin.
Love you, brother.
Love you.